If you spend enough time poking around bushes in California, Nevada, or Arizona, you'll find stick insects, long little guys that blend in with sticks and leaves. Sometimes you only notice them when they drop out of their camouflaged environment and onto your shirt. They're funny-looking, harmless, and at the center of a recent high-impact study at Utah State University describing when and how you can predict evolution.
In some cases, you can make predictions and forecasts of evolution, and it depends on various things like the timescale. In some cases, even when you can't forecast into the future, you know why you can't forecast. So you understand the mechanisms that are driving evolution still. It's just that they're inherently unpredictable.
That's genetics expert Dr. Zachariah Gompert. The stick insects he studies come in three different colors: brown, green and stripy, and just plain green. Gompert's research associates tracked what percentage of the stick insect population was what color for 25 years. Gompert used the information to try to predict what the future color proportions of the population would be.
So for the green versus stripe, you can explain on the order of 85-90% of the variation you see, we're forecasting remarkably well. In the case of the melanistic allele frequency, there is some predictive ability, but it's much, much poorer.
Birds were choosing to eat the most common green-colored stick insect, causing the rarer green stick insect to increase in the population. Because the factor driving evolution was easy to observe, the rarity of the stick insect's color the previous year, it was easy to predict the color that would dominate in the future. But weather, which is very hard to predict from last year's data, was the main factor determining how many brown stick insects were around. Gompert thinks his study illustrates how complicated evolution can become. When only one factor, like rarity, is affecting evolution, it's easy to predict outcomes. But when more than one factor is present, like rain and heat, it becomes much more difficult to predict. Knowing this will help managers decide how much to trust predictions about the adaptability of species. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Leslie Ferrero.